God's attributes were manifested to his bride.
Shalom, Pastor. Please, my question is that, what happened to the foolish bride in the millennium? Or what will be the stand of the foolish virgin after rapture? They will cry, oh no, and I know. When the saints shall march
to heaven with Jesus as the leader,
me, sister. Oh,
marching the world like soldiers, fierce, able soldiers. Hey.
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The way that song puts, it says, oh no, the sinners' voice are here. And then they are thinking that they are looking at the prostitutes and armed robbers and kidnappers and terrorists. Those ones, they know that they are children of hell. They know what they are doing. They are ending up in hell. So they will not regret. Have you ever seen an armed robber that they are killing crying? He doesn't cry. Because he was expecting, he knew the day they would catch him, he would die. He knew what he was into. It was a game of death. So the only person that regrets it is the innocent person that made an armed robber his friend, and the day they came and caught the armed robber, they said, you too, you will join, because he would say, I didn't rob. Then he'd be regretting, hey, it's because I joined myself with this armed robber. It's because I joined myself. That is why I am now going like this. Instead of this, this is why I am going. They are the ones that we cry. Those that we cry are those who were going to church. They're going to church. They heard us screaming. Apply the token. The angel of death is going. Only those who will see, they will see the blood applied. That they will, the death will pass over them. You are there playing church. You are there doing whatever you are doing. We are talking, looking at us as fanatics. It is those who are taking salvation for granted. There are some that assume salvation instead of ensuring salvation. You are the one that we regret now. It's not the sinners in the world. If you don't understand, I don't intend to live in any form of confusion. Praise the Lord. And so you notice Israel has come together again as a nation to fulfill another prophecy. Hallelujah. To fulfill another prophecy in Isaiah chapter 66. And I'll read it from verse 7.
Before she traveled, he's talking of Israel,
she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. That man child is who? Is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 8 is my emphasis. Who has had such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. And the birth of a nation, it came up one day, 1948, a proclamation was made. And Israel became a nation again and moved into her land. Praise God. And she was going there,
preparing for the fulfillment of that last 1 week that was suspended.
To get themselves ready for the revival.
And that revival will soon take place.
And that revival is certain to take place because the time allocated to them, as I proved it not too long ago in one of my messages, that it is to last for 2,000 years. So, from AD 70, when the city was destroyed and rendered desolate, count 2,000 years using the Jewish calendar,
and you will see how that the time is not too short.
We will soon be going home so that he can turn to them. And if you miss going in the rapture, there is no second place for you, no second chance, no second chance. He has finished getting Esther, the queen, the rest, concubines, you can remain wherever you are. She is there at the palace.
Then he reveals himself to the Jews. He has finished with the Gentiles. Would you like to be in that number? Do everything.
Give diligence to make your calling and election. Sure. Yes, let me hear the questions.
An online member from Saigon.
You're welcome. We can hear you.
Yeah. The promoter said that our symbol of faith is not flamingo. But I want to know which one is the symbol of faith so that I'll just get to want to know about it.
I said that there are four beasts in the presence of God, before the throne of God in Revelation chapter 4. The first one is the lion, then the calf, and then we have the one that like the face of a man, then the flying eagle. Now, when the first seal was opened, the first beast told John, come and see. So it was the lion. And the ages that came, that fulfilled that was the anointing that was on them. The symbol, therefore, the symbol of a lion, boldness. Then we have that same horse he saw was a white horse. It is the same horse when the second seal was opened that turned to red. That red horse was symbolizing the period the Antichrist was killing and maiming and the persecution of saints. And the symbol that they had there of their faith at that time, the anointing that God was using, was symbolized by the calf, the burden bearer. No matter how you were killing him, no matter what they were doing, they were bearing that burden. They were, continuing like that. The same thing also. Then the age that covers that period of the red horse rider, it went on until we come to the dark ages in the third seal. The third seal there was opened, and the third beast that said, come and see, was the one that had the face of a man, and that was the period of the dark ages, because it was a black horse he saw, and it was within that period that God began to raise men for the restoration. That was when the shout began. Luther came up and all the reformers that brought all the revelation of the word that was lost during the dark ages. So therefore, the symbol of our faith is the symbol of the face of a man, not the flying eagle. God bless you. Yes.
Hello. I'm coming from Germany. Yeah, I want to ask the pastor, according to what he preached, that after the rapture, we, the Gentiles, do not have any other hope again. And do not have any second option to go to heaven, like denying the mark of the beast.
That's why I'm teaching
you. So after the rapture, that is the end of the Gentiles. All the Gentiles are going automatically to hellfire.
That is the end. That is the end, because in Matthew 25, the door was closed. And when they began to knock outside,
he said, I didn't know you. So no hope again.
After the rapture. Can't you see why we are preaching and telling the whole world, to make sure you have the hope of glory, which is Christ in you, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You miss it. No more hope. No more hope, because
according to Revelation chapter 10, Christ
stands up from the mercy seat. And once he stands up from the mercy seat, no more mercy. It's now judgment time. God bless you. Yes? Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon.
God bless you.
My name is Victor from Port Harcourt.
From Port Harcourt. You're welcome.
I want to find out, yes, from Bramosu, Matthew chapter 24, verse 21. And Matthew chapter 29. Are they the same tribulation or are they separate tribulation?
I said this tribulation in Matthew 21 is what was fulfilled in AD 70. And the one in 29 is the tribulation that takes place after the rapture. When the gospel goes to Israel, it takes place 3.5 years. 3.5 years.
Okay.
After the seventh week is ignited by the covenant that they have with the Antichrist. It is for the Jews.
Yes, I understand. But my confusion here is two sides of it, which says, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time.
Which time?
Nor ever shall be.
Yes. The great tribulation that is coming up
after the rapture
will not be in that dimension. It will not be in that dimension. That is from what we know.
One final point, sir.
Yes.
In chapter 22 now said, except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh. So in AD 70, was the days shortened?
What he's saying is that he didn't allow it prolonged now because he had to stop it. For how long it lasts, he didn't allow it go to an extent where all the Jews will die now. So what he's saying is that he still has his own there.
Okay.
So he is the one that stopped it. He is the one that stopped it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, more questions are coming. That's evidence you are listening. Thank you very much. Yes, another question. We can hear you.
Can you explain that God is going to say that fire will come when you come unto me and say that you have come to perform this miracle, and they will tell you to go that you did not know you? Is it only applicable to the servants of God or all believers?
It applies to everyone, every believer, that you don't rest your faith on the gift that you have. There are people that will come and say they perform miracle signs and wonders, and yet Christ will say he didn't know them because of the life they were living. They lived unholy life. That is what he's saying. And they reject the truth. They reject the truth. Yes, next person.
Okay, I want to know first of all, so are we not in the ego age?
No, we are not on the eagle. That is the fourth beast. The fourth beast, which is the fourth seal in Revelation chapter 16, death and hell followed to confirm the Isaiah prophecy of Isaiah chapter 28. That says the covenant, they enter an agreement, a covenant with death and hell. And it is talking about the tribulation period that they enter from the deceit of the Antichrist. So, and it is those prophets that show them the way out. So it is the flying eagle, which is the anointing for the prophets. So this age, our age, is not the flying eagle. Because that flying eagle, the fourth seal, is not for us. Rapture takes place in the third seal. It is thus said the word of God.
Hello.
Go on. God bless you.
You got to.
Thank you.
It's Sister Ngozi from Delta State.
You are welcome.
Please, I want to ask a question.
Go on.
The mark of the beast that the Revelation says something about. So that is the mark of a man, and it should be received on the arm. So, with what Pastor said, I want to know, he said whether it's a physical mark, that is an, it's either you don't have the Holy Ghost, or you definitely have the mark of the beast. Then, secondly, I want to know the time, as in for the Gentiles, how much time do we have? So we know how we can prepare by His grace.
Praise God, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. The number that is given, 666, is the identification of the man.
That's right.
The mark is not 666.
That's right.
That's right. 666 is the number of the man.
Right.
Using geometry, using the Roman numerals, calculation of the Roman numerals. If you calculate and then you call in the name, look on it. Whose name? The Roman numerals. Calculate the geometry. Calculate it. That where you see anybody bearing the name or title, a religious man bearing the name or title, when you calculate it, it is 666. Then it is the identification of where the Antichrist is coming from. And we have calculated it, and we have seen that it is coming. He is coming from Rome. It's in the Bible. It's from Rome. Don't look anywhere else. He's carrying Bible. He's a religious leader. He's from Rome. So now you want to know how long is left. The time remaining for the Gentiles. The time we have a key in Hosea chapter 6 verse 2 where he says he smote them, he has smitten them, but he will heal them, he will restore them after 2 days. The 2 days there is 2,000 years. And he smote them in AD 70. So from AD 70, using the Roman calendar, you will know that that period that he's supposed to restore them, the 2,000 years, is remaining few years. We've made a calculation some time ago. If you can listen to our messages, they are there. And then, so, and remember that before they come, the rapture will take place. So we actually have less than 2,000 years. We did any time from now, before the 2,000 years are located for them to come back and have their revival, the rapture is supposed to take place. So we are going before the 2,000 years period is over. Time is very short. That is what we are telling the people. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. God bless you. And we are not setting time because the Bible does not allow to set time, but there are things that are going to happen that will give us the rapturing faith, and we have taken time to preach that when we talk about the revelation of the seven thunders. Okay, a question here by Sister Clara. She says, what of those who helped Israel during the tribulation? Yes, and it's talking about Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew 25, there is a group of people that was hungry when Christ will come. When Christ will come, this coming that he's coming is coming immediately after the tribulation of those days. That is when Christ is coming. He's coming with us to take over the earth. So it's put there, symbolically there, in a parable form. When I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was in prison, you visited. I was sick, you visited me. And then you will say, when did I see you hungry and I fed you, naked and I clothed you? And you will say, as much as I did it to the least of these my brethren. The brethren there are the Jews during their time of tribulation. They will run to places. They will, some nations will receive them and protect them. Some people, individuals, will receive them and protect them. Then these are the people, their reward is that when the world will be shaken, and the Bible says few men will be left, they will be alive. They are the group of people that will be in the millennium to repopulate the earth. So your question is, which of the tribulation did those nations help Israel? It is this particular tribulation that the Antichrist unleashes on Israel after the rapture. Is it those nations that shall be saved or individuals in those nations? Of course, the individuals in the nations. This happened after the rapture? Yes, it happened after the rapture. Let's listen to her own question.
According to what that sister was asking when she was confused, that you said all the bride of Christ will go in the rapture and there will be none left. What of those that are said to have paid with their blood?
Where do you see that pay with their blood? Those who pay with their blood, they are the one we see in Revelation chapter 7. They're already there, and they are still paying with their blood, even now, up till now. They're still paying with their blood.
After the rapture,
no more. There's no mercy again. No mercy. That's why we are warning the people. People want to hear that because they want to be given a second chance. God has one principle. He says that it's appointed unto man once to do what?
Die.
To die. After that, what? Now, there are 2 days. There is acceptable time of the Lord, and there's the day of vengeance. If you refuse the offer to come, then you will face the day of vengeance.
That's right.
So let nobody, you want to add something to that.
She's making reference to Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, that says, I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them
that will reign. Judgment there are those who come to reign in the earth with Christ, and those are the categories. What are the categories?
You say, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus.
And who are those that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus?
and for the word of God,
uh-huh.
and which had not worshipped the beast,
yes.
neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads,
yes.
or in their hands,
yes.
and they lived and reigned.
And who are those that were beheaded for the gospel, for the word of God, for the testimony of Jesus? Those three groups that you see there are those that were persecuted for Christ. The Jews that were persecuted because they are Jews, they were killed. And those that did not take the mark of the beast upon them, they are those of us who had the Holy Ghost, the bride, and we left. We did not take the mark. It's not that you resisted it. No, we were gone. You can't resist it when the time comes. Another question says, what shall we do to escape the great tribulation? In Matthew 24, verse 21 and verse 29, get the Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. Brother Osai, get the Holy Ghost. That's all. Another question says, good day, sir. My name is Temba. I am from Zimbabwe, but I reside in Cape Town, South Africa. I just wanted to know, which day is the Sabbath day? Thank you. The day of the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday, according to the law. That is the day that was meant for rest in the Old Testament. But when you come to Christ, Colossians chapter 2, verse 16.
No man therefore judge you in
let no man judge you in what you eat,
or in drink,
or what you drink,
or in respect of an holy day,
or in respect to say one particular day is a holy day,
or of the new moon,
or that is not new moon ceremony for the new moon,
or the Sabbath day,
or that is the Sabbath day. Why?
Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ.
So Christ has fulfilled that, so there is no more Sabbath day. Okay. Sabbatarians. Another question. Shalom, Pastor. Please, my question is the correlation between the 70 weeks and Christ's crucifixion 2,000 years ago. You said Christ came in between the 42nd week and the 65th week, which within the 490 years. I want to know how 2,000 years came into this whole calculation. Brother Ogbona from Lagos. I think you didn't get me. You said Christ came in between the 42nd week. No. I said Christ came in the 69th week according to Daniel chapter 9. He said at the 62 weeks, he said the Messiah was cut off. That is 62 plus the earlier 7, making it 69 weeks. So that is why we say 69 weeks. He is cut off. Then the last 1 week, which is 7 years, is suspended. The period between the 69th week and the 70th week is the Gentile dispensation to get us a bride for Christ. And it is supposed to last within the 2,000 years allotted for the gospel to go back to the Jews for that last 1 week to commence. I hope that is understood. Another question says, Shalom, Brother Moses Alu. Good morning, sir. Is Gog and Magog war the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, or is it the war fought at the end of the millennium? Amen. Gog and Magog, the war, Gog and Magog war, it takes place before the rapture, while Armageddon takes place after the rapture. Thank you very much. Sister Margaret from Cameroon. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will be fought before even we go in the rapture. We expect it to take place. Daddy, please explain the mark of the beast. The Bible says that it is the mark of a man. 666, Sister Ngozi from Delta. I think we have answered that. It's not the mark of a man. It is the identification of the man. Shalom, Pastor, Brother Issachar. I am Brother Hemas from Cameroon. I want to appreciate you for yielding to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, who is using you to give us so much light. Pastor, God will bless you abundantly. Today's teaching is really a necessity and has cleared the air of many confusion. Shalom. Thank you very much, my brother. Another question. Please, if the tribulation is purposely for the Jews, then what of the rest of the Gentiles who will not go in the rapture? What will happen to them? Brother David from Ghana, shalom. They are all gone. They are gone forever. Gone. You are gone. No space for you again. Better get ready. If this looks funny now. You are asking Noah. That's what you are doing now. You are asking Noah. So if they don't enter the ark, what will happen to the rest that don't enter the ark? Go and ask Noah. He will tell you what happened to them. If you don't go in the rapture, what happened to the rest is what will happen to you too during Noah. Shalom, Pastor. Please, my question is that, what happened to the foolish bride in the millennium, or what will be the stand of the foolish virgin after rapture? They will cry, oh no, had I known, when the saints shall march to heaven
with Jesus as the leader,
for me, sister. Oh,
marching no one like soldiers,
oh,
yes, able soldiers.
Hey. Gnashing of teeth. The way that song puts, it says, oh no, the sinner's voice I hear. And then they are thinking that they are looking at prostitutes and armed robbers and kidnappers and terrorists. Those ones, they know that they are children of hell. They know what they are doing. They are ending up in hell. So they will not regret. Have you ever seen an armed robber that they are killing crying? He doesn't cry. Because he was expecting, he knew the day they would catch him, he would die. He knew what he was into. It was a game of death. So the only person that regrets it is the innocent person that made an armed robber his friend, and the day they came and caught the armed robber, they said, you too, you will join, because he will say, I didn't rob. Then he'll be regretting, it's because I joined myself with this armed robber. It's because I joined myself. That is why I am now going like this. Instead of this, this is why I am going. They are the ones that will cry. Those that will cry are those who were going to church. They're going to church. They heard us screaming. Apply the token. The angel of death is going. Only those who will see, they will see the blood applied. That they will, the death will pass over them. You are there playing church. You are there doing whatever you are doing. We are talking, we are looking at us as fanatics. It is those who are taking salvation for granted. There are some that assume salvation instead of ensuring salvation. You are the one that we regret now. It's not the sinners in the world. Thank you very much. So you are foolish. And how can a foolish person make it? Where does foolishness lead you to? Foolishness leads you away from heaven. Thank you. Brother Seth from Ghana. Okay, another question. Shalom, according to today's teaching, everyone who has the Holy Spirit, the mark or seal of God, we go in the rapture. All those who are remaining have automatically received the mark of the beast. If this is the case, it is understood that all those who receive the mark of the beast are condemned forever. Then why will Christ return again after crowning the bride, the saints? Who are those he is coming to gather who shall pay with their blood? Who are those he is coming with his saints to rule for 1,000 years? Tuto from Lagos. If I understand your question very well, there is nobody that is going to pay with his blood. Pay for what? You have nothing to pay with your blood. The mercy is over. So what are you paying for? Who are those that he will rule with the saints for 1,000 years? Matthew 25. Those that are given that privilege because they help the Jews. It's not eternal life that is given to them. It's just the privilege of being in the millennium and see the peace. And that is why at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released again. So that everybody will know who you are. And they will tempt them and they will follow. So it's not eternal life. Praise the Lord.
I'm calling from Paris. I heard you when you said to take the mark of the beast, CCCs, that we can accept it so that we can buy and sell.
I didn't say so.
Ah, okay, because
There are some things that are flying in the internet where they are saying that the coronavirus that is going on now, vaccines are being developed, that Bill Gates, who is a proponent and a promoter of health through vaccines, that is promoting it because he's a computer chip software guru, and he produces chips. And so he's, the Antichrist is using him, and then they're going to put a little chip inside that vaccine. And then when they put it inside of you, then there will be a chip where they will be monitoring you, and that is the mark of the beast. I say it's a lie.
That's right.
I say it's unscriptural. And let me tell you, nobody is going to do that. The Satan wanted to divert us. I say the vaccines are created for health purposes. Okay. And vaccines have always been created. And that this is not the worst of pandemic that has overtaken the world. In 1918, between 1918 and 1920, the Spanish flu that took over 50 million. We have not even up to 2 million people yet have died. Maybe about two, not even two, at least they are not up to 5 million that are dead yet. When it was the 50 million people that died within 2 years, what they used to stop it was a vaccine they also created, and they stopped it. I said, and each time any epidemic comes up, they look for a vaccine. That is the sign, that is the much, you know, man is able to go to help us still exist. And each time it come up, they will scream and say, hey, the end of the world, the end of the world. So Antichrist, it's not the Antichrist that will end the world. It's Christ himself, according to the image of the beast interpretation that we see. It's Christ that is coming to end the world. It's not Antichrist that will end the world. So you have to know your scriptures. What I say is, any vaccine that is coming up now is not the mark of the beast. Bride of Jesus Christ, for your health, go and get the vaccine and be alive. Go. And they don't need the vaccine to do that. If they have to secretly vaccinate anybody, they know what to do. Without you knowing, after all, you take injection, you go to the hospital, everybody goes. They can smuggle it into all these hospitals in a particular brand, and you will not even know it. And everybody, they don't have to use coronavirus to do it. You know, if they want to pass anything inside of you, they know what to do. You will drink it inside your water. You will take it in the hospital, those injections they give you, they will nothing. So please, I want to remove fear from you. That's why I told you, I say, if they come to Nigeria tomorrow and say, oh yeah, I'll be the first to go. I say, even if it's Bill Gates that has the syringe for vaccination, I'll say, Bill Gates, if you are sure that is the vaccine, put it inside of me. If your government has proved you to medical to do it. I am saying this so that we don't be deceived. Satan wants to divert our attention. We know better than that.
Right.
Another question from Dandy Azuka from Kano. Sir, who are the tribulation saints? Those the Bible said will pay with their own blood, having missed the rapture. I think I've answered that. Nobody will pay with their blood after the rapture. Shalom, sir. I was discussing with a Catholic member, and he said Revelation 12 is talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and not Israel. So which man child did the Catholic Church give birth to? Is it the Pope? Please, sir, how did you know that it's Israel? All the symbol you see there, it is Israel. The 12 stars, the moon, and everything, everything there, it is Israel. 12 yin from Ghana. I hope that is clear. And then from Sister Peace. He said, good morning, Pastor, please. What exactly will happen before we will go in the rapture? And please also explain the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 3 and verse 4. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now you have to understand from verse 2, because it's a continuation of verse 2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And it's talking about resurrection. And those is what you saw the Lord Jesus Christ repeated the same thing in John chapter 5 and verse 28 and verse 29. The time comes when all that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and many those will rise to resurrection of life and resurrection of death there. And the resurrection of life is the first resurrection that is coming up now, which is what we see in Revelation chapter 20. And even the second resurrection is also in the same Revelation chapter 20 called the White Throne Judgment. The first resurrection is the resurrection of life, which is what we're expecting now. And after that, 1,000 years after the second resurrection, of the resurrection of damnation, that is for to be thrown into hellfire, comes up. I hope I've answered that question. Okay, that is the meaning of those verses. So he's now asking, they that be wise, and that is the wise virgin in verse 3, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. The reward we shall have for winning souls, and what we do according to Luke chapter 19, parable of the talent. And then verse 4, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. And because he will not understand the meaning, we are the ones that will understand the meaning. And say, and many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. We are seeing the scientific inventions that are coming up now, pointing to the time of the end. Praise the Lord. Another question says, Shalom, please. Sir, I want to know if the two olive trees, Moses and Elijah, will also have power over the Gentiles. If not, why would the nations, inclusive of Gentiles, if I am getting it right, rejoice when the two prophets are killed? Sister Pascal from South Africa. Certainly what will be happening in Jerusalem will have a worldwide effect. People will suffer everywhere because you were all given backing the Antichrist before now. That's why he was doing what he was doing.
So everybody will pay for it. God bless you.
I am Brother Benjamin from Ghana. In Matthew 25, the foolish virgins went and bought the oil. No, it is when they went to look for the oil that the door was shut. So, they got it too late. They couldn't get it. It was gone. The door was closed. Shalom, I'm Daniel from Ghana. Please, I wish to know if the third seal is fulfilling dual purpose. This is because we know that was the Dark Ages. The third seal is the Dark Age, where all the indulgences are selling, and of course, the gospel light was totally killed. Fulfilling Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. But there is a second part in that revelation that speaks about the oil and the wine. That is a revival springs forth within that period to fulfill the restoration of the three works of grace that we are covered, that are mounted, the four works of grace now. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, the three works of grace. It's three measures. It's three measures.
Amen.
The three works of grace. Okay, God bless you. And then, please, in Hosea 2 days, it's 2,000 years. But in Daniel 9, a week is 7 years. Why not 7,000 years? My name is Sylvester Osai from Ghana. When we talk about Revelation, you apply it properly. You will notice that 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, 9, it says, one day to the Lord, 1,000 years to the Lord is one day. So that is a key there. So if after 2 days he will revive us, we can see that he's talking about after 2,000 years. And he said, on the third day, which is the millennial day. So 1 day is 1,000 years. On the third day, you know, we are comforted. And then, now, that, Jacob, in getting his wives, he had worked for 7 years to be able to get Rachel. And but instead of Rachel to be given to him, he was given Leah. And so when he was complaining, they said, no, that's not our culture. The junior does not get married before the senior. So you will have her. And if you still want Rachel, then he said, fulfill her week. So if he said, fulfill her week, it is, and the Bible says he served yet another 7 years. So that is how, why we, where we get the key to know. And apart from that, I always say that events make prophecy clear. So calculate from when that commandment was given to rebuild the city till when Christ was cut off. You will see exactly the same period of time that was taken. 483 years, exactly. You can't miss it. So 1 week, they are all keys we use to understand Bible prophecy. Another question said, does God have a two-track salvation path in this grace age? One for the Jews and another for the Gentiles. I seem to get this from your teachings. Chris, from the Netherlands. Yes, that is correct. He has a two-track agenda. He has the program for the restoration of Israel. And he has an agenda to pick a wife for himself among the Gentiles. There are two different programs. So you are correct. It's in a program to get a wife to replace Israel in his agenda for salvation. Then when he finishes, he will come to Israel and complete his covenant with them. For the gift and calling of God is without repentance.